produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Great, amazing day, everyone. Nurtured by Natasha here, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Listen, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for just one more time to stand before you and to just get life right. Oftentimes, we don't see eye to eye of where it is that we feel that we want to go, and I'm just so grateful that you sit high and you look low and you know what is before us before we even get there. And so I'm just thanking you for new beginnings in 2024 in the midst of all the things that we do, all the things that you're going to carry us through, and all the blessings that you are going to bestow upon us. And I just continue to thank you for our grace and mercy and for this platform. In Jesus' name, amen. So great day to everyone. We are here yet another year to share with you some amazing tips and tools. And so we have some steps with you on helping you to renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. And so each and every day is super important to take the time to have a conscience of what it is that you're willing to renew, right? Each and every day, or each and every year, some of us, we may renew our driver's license. We may need to renew a license of some type of degree or some sort that we have. But renewing of your mind is something serious, right? It's something that's internal that we have to, one, internalize that we're willing to want to be renewed in the midst. And so it's your stream of conscious that we have that's going on. And so there are words floating through your mind all the time. I'm sure many of you think so much sometimes that it's hard to go to sleep at night. Some are good and purposeful and others are not. Our mental dialogue generally contains too much self-focus and self-defeating babble. I'm sure many of you have talked yourself out of just some things this week in the beginning of the year. And we set out and we make these resolutions and we don't have any solutions to do what it is that we said that we were going to set out to do. And so doing this is not ignoring the things or following up with anger or by a fearful feeling that I am easily forgotten is to always have you in mind, but also pray to God that he will also lead us and guide us in the midst of the things. And so when I think of these things, the first step that I want to do is ask the Lord to guide and direct my mind. And so my mind is a place of an intellect, of my intellect reasoning and my intentions. My behaviors begins in my mind. And my mind is where spiritual transformation happens. And so if you look in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 2, the object of my regular thinking will determine how my days, my years, and ultimately my life plays out. Everything starts in your mind. So too often, I simply don't bother to ask for Lord's protection, direction, and oversight of my mind. From now on, I will do my best to start my day with a simple prayer. And so I don't know what your prayer is for today or what it is that you stand in the need of, But asking the Lord to guide and direct your mind is so super important in the midst. Because listen, an idle mind is truly, truly a devil's playground in the midst. And so take some time to think about what is your prayers that you're rendering up every day that you truly need God's help with. We all have a weaknesses that we deal with each and every day. And so your prayer may be to just, I'm going to do my best to start my day with a simple prayer. Jesus, by your Holy Spirit, keep my mind firmly set where you want it to be focused today. It doesn't have to be a long prayer to talk with him in the midst of the things that we go through on a day-to-day basis. He knows what we really stand in the need of on a day-to-day, even before we ask. Step two is what I'm going to say is recognizing the source of self-focus and self-defeating thoughts. It's so easy to talk ourselves out of the things and defeating ourselves before we even get started. We're oftentimes some of our worst cheerleaders in the midst. And having that self-focus, listen, there's so many distractions around us on a day-to-day basis that it's hard. It's easy to get off on the wrong focus of your day, right? It could be that phone call that you get, or maybe even your children's school calling, and you get off focus of what it is that you set out to do and what is the plan that you have for your life or for your journey on that giving day. And so giving that, my behavior begins in my mind, and my mind is where spiritual transformation happens. It is any surprise that the adversity wants to mess with my thinking. Oftentimes we allow our flesh to lean into what it is that our temple wants. It must be his favorite first attempt to distract and disarm Christians. And usually it works for most of us. I have experienced periods of mental oppression that seems almost physical. A feeling of heaviness accompanied by self-defeating thoughts. Most of the time I realize that I engage in a spiritual battle of some sort. And I'm sure you can agree as well. But I can't immediately free myself of it. I pray, I confess, I read God's word, and I begin to write. I find when I write and journal and in the midst of writing out what it is that I would love to do and how I want God to help me, and in the midst, I measure it over time to see how far I have truly come from where the things that not only that I spoke, but the things that I put in black and white that I want to see change inside of my journey. And so I read God's word in the midst and I pray some more. It should be noted that in my case, that it is not clinically depressing, and it is where I would seek medical treatment. If someone does need treatment, it is A-okay to talk to a counselor in the midst of I'm just struggling in this area and I cannot do it on my own. We can pray, we can fast and all of that. But sometimes the spiritual piece of it, just not really connecting with our fleshly part of it. And some of us have some trauma that we really need more help in the physical aspect to overcome some of these things. And if you agree to that, then listen, it's nothing wrong with getting the medical treatment that is needed. So in your mind, it is uncrumbled, but it is not because I thought positively enough or talked myself out of it. It may work temporarily, but it won't root out the problem. Sometimes we got to get to the root of it, right? Of what is causing me to do these things that I constantly keep doing. And I find myself on a cycle of keep repeating the same things. I know who the enemy is, and I know the only one can defeat him. And so we have to really take our burdens and our things to God and really leave them there in the midst. Because listen, we're fighting with some things that's bigger than us, and we cannot do it on our own. And so listen, the devil does know our weaknesses. And so in the midst, we have to stand firmly in his word. Recognize the enemy and fight him with God's power and with spiritual truth. It's so important to do so. And so that's why it's super important to stay rooted in your word, and in the midst of being rooted in your word, to abide by it in the midst. It's going to definitely help to chisel off those things that we've been going through in the midst of getting the proper help to help us to navigate through life. And so I'm here to help you to cultivate. Step 3 is replace self-focusing thinking with a God-focused mindset. So we got to be God first. We got to put God first in everything that we do. We see so many things that happen in our world and in our nation. And listen, we always say, even though it's not good to use the Lord's name in vain, but how many of you say, oh my gosh, I just wish things would get better. And listen, over time, they will in due time. After praying for the Lord to protect my mind and recognizing the enemy, I have a choice. We all have a choice. Will I train my brain to concentrate on the things of God, or will I let it consume me by the things of this world? And so we have to determine and to decide, right? Because we have a choice of what side are we leaning on. Are we leaning on a good side of what we want to see and not just the things that we give lip service to in the midst of propelling forward? To focus my mind on God's requires some work. Some of us, it's a lot of work. But if you don't take purposeful action to set my mind on Jesus Christ, then I'll allow my mind to go anywhere it wants to go. I know where we go, and it is nowhere good in the midst of us going there. And so again, step 3, replace self-focusing thinking with God-focusing mindset. I know myself, so even when I'm fully confident of God's love and care, I still must decide what I will and will not think about. And so it's so easy to not having that idle mind, but we need that idle time in the midst. And so when in your idle time, taking and doing things that's going to not self-sabotage ourselves, it is so important to keep your mind stay on him. Listen, even in the midst of doing your daily chores or errands and things that you do and not rendering off of what it is, listen, it's no limit on how many times that we can pray to God throughout the day for him to truly, truly help us and to guide us in the midst. Sometimes we can really reflect back on our lives and even just yesterday or even earlier today and say, wow, I can see the change in the things that I've prayed for because the old me would have done these things. And so the following verses help me to set my mind on things above and not on earthly things. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. And that's Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. The other one is Romans chapter 8, verses 5. For those who live accordingly to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live accordingly to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verses 5. Finally, brethren, whosoever is true, whosoever is honorable, whosoever is just, whosoever is pure, whosoever is lovely, whosoever is commendable, who, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And that's Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. And so step 4 is reset. We got to reset some things, right? In the midst of moving forward and setting resolutions and having some solutions, we have to reset in the truth that you are accepted in Jesus Christ. I'll pray for the Lord to protect my mind, help me recognize the enemy, and work to keep my mind focused on God. Sometimes I will be successful, and sometimes I will not be. Over time, it will be more often than formal. And so listen, there are days when you all you can do is reset in the truth and have peace in the midst and be free from accusations and tell yourself, yes, I am a child of God and I am more than a conqueror, that I can do this. And through faith in Christ, we are at peace with God. And so we have to make the peace and state our faults in the midst. And we have to rise above them. We can't keep doing the same thing over and over and want different results of the things that we are doing. And so in Romans chapter 5, verses 1, through faith in Jesus Christ, we are not at peace with God. I just stated that. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is Romans chapter 5, verse 1. In Christ, we are free from accusations. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. At Romans chapter 8, verses 1. And Romans chapter 8, verses 16 through 17 reads, in Christ, we are children of God and heirs along with Jesus. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. And so my identity in Jesus Christ is the central fact that influences present circumstances and determines my eternal future. Not just your future for today, but your internal future, and is available by faith alone. Don't doubt, don't wonder, don't question it. Accept God's gracious gift and reset in it. We got to reset in it. And so it is not just for today's future, but it's for our eternal future. And I'm sure many of you want to get to that eternal place where he is and where he can say, well done, right? And so step 5, repeat steps 1 through 4 daily. By using these 5 techniques, I hope that the next time you feel that you are ignored or you question the ability of what it is that God is leading and guiding us in the midst, that ultimately we will not have that fear in God's love. So when we fear and be afraid and feel defeated and all of those things, we can safely ignore those thoughts and we can propel forward, right? We can propel forward in the midst of recognizing the source of self-focus, self-defeat and thoughts. We can replace self-focusing and think of God's focused mindset. We can also reset in the truth that you are accepted by Jesus Christ. And we can repeat those things day in, day out. Ultimately, God wants us to be transformed, to be like his son, Jesus. Jesus did not engage in the type of mental things and have described that he is totally focused on the will of his Father. And so we have to ask ourselves each and every day, am I willing to do his will and do his way in the midst of the things? I know that I fall short each and every day, but I'm propelling forward to new things and resetting my mind. And how do you keep your mind from dwelling on an unhealthy, untrue, or distracting thoughts? You keep doing all of the things of resetting and renewing your mind, recognizing the self-focus and self-defeating thoughts, replacing it with God-focused mindset. Also, reset in the truth that you are accepted by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so hopefully these tips and tools have helped you here on today that, listen, you are more than a conqueror and you can do anything that you set your mind out to do. Sometimes many of us need to change the circle that we are engaged in to want more for ourselves. Listen, we have some people that just don't want to do right and they don't want to see you do right as well. And so in the mess, we have to know what it is that we truly, truly want, as well as we have little people of our youth. We have to set an example for them as well and let them know that, listen, I am possible and I'm still working. And I'm rooting for us both to propel forward and resetting and renewing of our mind. We have to start teaching our youth at a very, very young age that they too can set goals and have expectations to reach them. So listen, happy new beginnings, happy time to reset and renewing of your mind and having that purposeful mindset in the midst that you are more than a conqueror and that you are willing to transform into the new season of you. My name is Natasha here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Take some time to follow us on Facebook over at Nurture by Natasha, as well as Instagram over at Nurture by Natasha as well. Be blessed and have a great, amazing year ahead. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask you, Lord God, to just touch everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Allow them to know that they are possible in whatever it is that they set their minds out to do. Lord, sometimes we have to remove our fleshly wardrobe and put on our spiritual garments, Lord God, to fight in the world that we are in. We have to put on not just half the armor, but the full armor of you to fight the wiles of the devil. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for your grace that you have lying ahead and keeping your angels camped around about me in my coming and in my going. And I just thank you for just all your tender mercy and all your grace that you continue to give each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great, great, amazing day, everyone.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.